It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up the show. And coming up in, let me do some quick math in my head, about 35, 40 minutes or so, we start a detailed look at every series in the NBA playoff field. Top of the hour, so less than 20 minutes from now, Michael Leboff of the Action Network to give us some angles and what to look for in the Stanley Cup playoffs, which that field has been set now as well. Their regular season in the NHL concluding last night. Plenty to get to, maybe some baseball bets sprinkled in, a full card today there. I know everybody, Joe included, is very excited about the new Taylor Swift album that is out. Been researching lyrics, searching social media, trying to figure out where and when the first song is going to leak and the first... I'll be honest. I should know more about this, Joe. I don't. Aaron, I don't know what you're up on. This is not like the heart of the plate for the BSO mafia either. Like, they're not paying that much attention to Taylor Swift. Like, there's a big gap in my knowledge around Taylor Swift and this new album and what's going on. I don't know what I should be looking for.
I don't either. I couldn't tell you one song, really. Not a Taylor Swift person. Don't listen to her music. So I am hoping that there's Travis Kelce references, but that's about all I know.
I'll hear about it over the weekend. But yeah, no, it was discussed last night. Wait, is it out tonight or tomorrow? Well, you'll be sleeping, but 11 p.m. it comes out. So I'm sure... some of the girls up this morning already listening to it. I'll hear about it a lot over the weekend. And yeah. So will Alexa play it? Will it be allowed at that point? Like, I don't know what she does as far as album releases.
Do people dive into the lyrics and try to figure out who the songs are about? Is that what this game is all about?
I'm sure it's going to happen. And now it's in our realm. It's going to happen because of Kelce, right? So people are going to do that. Here's the thing. I don't care. Like, I just don't care at all. She's written songs about a lot of men. So I assume that Kelce's going to be one of them. And people will look too much into it. Say, what is this? Does he treat her like this or like that? Because her best stuff is her angry stuff, right? But she seems happy. So maybe the album's going to suck.
Maybe.
Or like you guys said, it just keeps going. Just when you think like she's dying off and going away, like her stardom rises again. And it's crazy. It's not like she's super young and just came off on the scene. Like, she keeps reinventing herself.
Yeah. So I looked that up yesterday because I was curious. I couldn't remember like how long Taylor Swift had been it's been a while. This is her first single, came out in like 2006. It's almost 20 years she's been around.
I believe that. I remember
it
that
didn't compute for me that it had been that long.
Do you remember when she looked like she was 12 and she had the curly long blonde hair and she was singing about Tim McGraw? Like, that was before she probably even started dating. Yeah,
right over my head. I had completely forgotten about all that.
It's country.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, it was country, but I didn't realize it was that long ago. Like,
hell,
I didn't.
Yeah, she can go.
See, I think you know a whole lot more. I think you know a whole lot more than you're willing to let on, Joe.
I knew more of the early days. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
Joe knows way more about way more about Taylor Swift than I think anyone on this show.
Well, no, Chris has got to know more.
Wait, you're
no,
because your daughter's
your
not
daughter
into it at all.
No, she's never been into Taylor Swift. No,
wow.
What is she like?
She's kind of all over the place.
Metal.
No black lipstick, no goth stuff. It's either hip hop or country. Those are the two things. Like, taking her to the Zach Bryan concert a couple months ago. She absolutely loved it. She's also asked to go see like Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and stuff like that.
Me too.
I know you have. I know you're a big fan. But we
have
not.
That tour? Joe's practicing his twerking for that concert.
Don't even.
So tell me if I'm wrong. The 15-year-old wanted
to
go
for a couple of years. It's
you've been working on it.
Twerking.
I know you.
It's ridiculous.
I saw a 3-year-old kid twerking in my neighborhood. I was like, "What are we doing?"
That is funny. That's funny because it's a little kid, right?
Yeah,
like, it was.
But like the 15-year-old, and she was 14. She just turned 15 like a month ago. But she wanted to go. She and her best friend to the Drake concert a couple months ago. But I was like, I'm not paying $500 a ticket just so I can tag along to chaperone you two. Like, and I'm not paying $500 for your ticket in the first place. No. But like, they wanted at one point to go just the two of them, the two 14, 15-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And I was
no.
like, hell
never,
no.
Never
no.
in life.
No. Maybe when you're like 17. Maybe then. But like, I'm not letting you go to any concert at 14, just you and your best friend. Doesn't matter if it's Drake. I don't care if it's nothing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how innocuous it may seem.
I know I have a friend that works security at Lollapalooza, and I couldn't believe the amount of young kids that are allowed to go to Lolla all weekend by themselves.
No like, way.
And I think I went to my first concert by myself with friends when I was like 17. And would I now at 17 allow my kids? Hell no. All these years later, how much more I know, how much worse is everything's
well,
gotten?
That's,
absolutely
see, that's
not.
That's the difference. We know, Aaron, exactly what we did when we were teenagers. So we're not going to let that same mistake be made.
I was a senior in high school at my first concert too. And now that I'm a mom, no way.
What was it?
Not even with air tags in your shoes.
Right. These kids all have air tags, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
What was your first concert, Aaron? It's at 18.
Oh, you're what was it? The Hard Knock Life Tour. It was like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Wow. I should have known.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty aggressive. It was in Tacoma. Uh-huh. Probably shouldn't have been there.
Probably shouldn't have been there as the smoke accumulated under the roof of the Tacoma
right.
Dome. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's see if we can sub out an entire 20,000 seat arena. What was yours, Joe? What was your first concert?
Oh, that was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
With, I don't know if you remember, the Toadies. They were one of the openers.
Yeah, Possum Kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah. That was an awesome album at the time.
Around the lane
was Method
tonight.
Man in that? On that tour, Aaron?
Yeah,
Redman.
I mean, oh,
that
nice.
Would have been incredible.
Oh.
Yeah. Right at like the peak of their stardom, with like How High. I remember in college sitting there watching that movie on repeat with my roommates. How High with Method
Ja Rule
Man
was
and
there?
Redman.
He's like the sixth name.
It was so good. Like, I'm proud of myself for going, but wouldn't want my daughter attending.
You got to pick a good one
no.
for the first concert. Chris, what was yours?
Wyclef at Rec Hall in State
College. Oh, nice.
And I still don't know to this day if it was part of the show or not, but about 30 minutes in, they stopped the show real abruptly and claimed there was a bomb threat. And I was like, this is it. But then, like, 15 minutes later, they come back out on stage and everybody like it's, you know, it's a bunch of 17, 18 year olds. We're all like 1,000% amped up even more because we just stood there for 15 minutes and waited for the show to restart. So I'm not sure if it was part of the deal or not, but yeah. Wyclef, and it would have been 97 or 98 was my first right around the same time. David Dykstra just mentioned it in the chat, since he's working the board right now, Woodstock 94. I wanted to go to Woodstock 94.
So
I remember being jealous of older kids in high school who were mm-hmm. going to Woodstock 94, and there was no way in hell, in a million years over, my mother was letting me go on some road trip with older kids to upstate New York for God knows what.
That was never happening. Never.
No.
But, boy... I can't get enough like the documentaries on it. Like it's still like, how did this all happen? It is.
Well, 99 is the one that went off the rails.
Oh, that's right. Like 94. Oh, you're talking about 94. Yeah, you're right.
94. I wanted to go to both, and I didn't.
I
end
wanted
up
to
going
go to 99.
Yeah.
99 is the year I graduated high school. I remember that Party Like It's 1999 song was just the theme all year round.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Was. The documentary on Woodstock 99 though is mind blowing because you're instantly transported back to that moment and like all the testosterone fueled nonsense of like Korn and Limp Bizkit and all that. It's very easy to transport yourself back to that time and go, what the hell were we all thinking?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of disgusting, quite honestly. It's like, oh, God, I hope I wasn't anything like any of these guys. But yeah.
So that's the real come to Jesus moment 25 years later when you're like, I don't want to think I was.
But I knew all
that
these people.
Douchey. But I knew all of them. Associated with those people. So I
Correct.
May have been.
Yeah. And had a red Yankees hat. So,
you did? Oh,
I had it. It wasn't a Yankee. It was not a Yankees hat. It was not a. It was. I think it was a card. I think it was a Cardinals hat. As much as I hate the Cardinals, it was. Yes, I had the backwards red hat, which I got for a Halloween costume, and then just continued to wear.
How baggy were the jeans?
Oh, I mean, this shy of I would never go Jenko level, like the ones with like a tent on each leg. I never went that far. It was more like a Hilfiger level baggie with, you know, the carpenter's thing on the side that nobody ever used.
Yeah.
Were they jeans and you
jeans
weren't
or
building
jorts?
Anything with those jeans.
Some cords?
No jorts. No, never jorts.
Okay.
Flashbacks. Stanley Cup playoffs, they get started in just a couple of days. Before we go headlong into the NBA playoffs series by series, we get Michael Leboff of the Action Network next. Talk about what to expect from the puck drops here on BetQL Daily.